Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. In my first blog post entitled "Emotional Freedom's Not Hard, It Just Takes Time," I grazed the surface about how internalizing negative emotions can be detrimental to you. I then went on to provide an audio to help release issues to achieve emotional freedom. What I'd like to do today is explain in pretty simple terms how to perform self-healing on yourself to alleviate or even totally remedy physical ailments. And this isn't just for seasoned healers to use. Anybody can do it. Well, firstly, let me give you some compelling evidence that using self-healing energy works and is lasting. Where's the evidence, you may ask? Well, you're listening to it. Me. Okay, let's rewind about 20-some years when yours truly was a teenager. On a routine checkup, my dentist told me I was a teeth grinder. I asked him, "How'd you know that?" And he said, "Well, the wear on your pearly whites and the slight scarring inside your cheeks gave it away." Well, I never realized I did it because I did it in my sleep. So what did I do? Nothing, other than try a terribly uncomfortable mouth guard once where I drooled all over the place. I just let my grinding teeth be. Now, let's time travel again to 2012, when my grinding was still in full swing. Gnashing just went on unabated and unhindered. How do I know that? Because my husband, who's a light sleeper, used to give me slight nudges at some point every single night since we were married in order to get me to stop chomping away. That and the fact my dentist still said the same thing. "Did you know you're a teeth grinder?" Yeah. And with that, I'd always decline his solution to inject a remedy. And now I'm so glad I went the natural healing way. It's now 2014 and I haven't ground my teeth for 2 whole years. I simply stopped. Gone. Adios. How did I remedy something I wasn't even conscious I was doing? Well. I'm sure you want to know, and I'm going to tell you. My first step to stop teeth grinding was awareness of the root cause. After so many years of being a human peppermill, I finally decided to get down to the bottom of the underlying issue making me do it. I knew there had to be something going on deep down, so I practiced my emotional freedom meditation every night before bed. I also referenced a glorious book by another Melbourne-based healer named Inna Siegel, and her book's called The Secret Language of Your Body, to help me connect some dots between the emotions I was uncovering and the grinding. I then went on to realize I was holding on to emotions revolving around criticism and judgment from my childhood. Of course, you know, energy healing is brilliant, but unless you're aware of the true cause of the physical issue, the healing can sometimes only act as a band-aid. So this awareness step is crucial to fully heal yourself. Now, there's no way around this step. You'll simply need to invest some time into yourself and do it. And if any of you just said, "I don't have time for that," then I respectively reply back with, "Then you must accept your issue or pain and be happy with it." Well, once I identified the emotional judgment and criticism battery fueling my teeth grinding, I began performing self-healing. With some tips from Inna Siegel's book, along with my own Reiki self-healing techniques, I healed every night before bed. And I simply stopped grinding. How do I know I stopped? Because my husband now attests he hasn't heard me do it ever since. And also, my jaw has felt different. It's felt lighter and softer than it ever used to. Now, you might be thinking, "Really? You just did some healing and that's it?" And I humbly yet excitedly respond, "Yes!" Granted, self-healing does include performing Reiki and visualization, so it's not a simple one-step thing, but it is easy and totally natural. Now, isn't this amazing? Through awareness and self-energy healing, I was able to remedy a physical ailment which only occurred in an unconscious state. How cool's that? Okay, my last step, and the one to this day that keeps the chompers from chomping all night long, has been to stay true to taking care of myself by monitoring how I feel, both physically and emotionally. Now, if I ever feel tense or have a stressful day, I will proactively perform self-healing to prevent the grinding from happening, and it always works. But just like everything in life, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution, so this means you may slip back into old habits or negativity from time to time, but don't worry, that's totally fine, and you should accept that and move on. The wonderful thing about this life is that, in the very next moment, you can rectify any misstep. So, you want to put my self-healing routine through the virtual ringer? Okay, challenge is on. I highly encourage you to follow these easy steps on any physical ailments you're experiencing. Step 1, sit quietly or ideally meditate. Identify an emotion you've been ignoring. Perhaps it's a memory you've buried deep down, or perhaps anger or fear you're not letting go of. Once found, let the emotion surface. Feel it and then be sure to let go. Step 2. Fully relax. Put your hands on the part of your body you want to heal. Rest them lightly there. And if you know Reiki or another energy healing modality, you can start using that now. Visualize a radiant, divine white light pouring into the top of your hands. Then it swirls through and into the area of concern. And don't worry if you can't visualize. Just do your best. Now put your focus on the light, which is relaxing, releasing, and healing. And say out loud, I release, now insert whatever the negative emotion is, and allow loving energy to completely heal and insert the issue. I only carry within me that which serves my greatest and highest good. Thank you. So as an example, I would have said, I release judgment and criticism and allow loving energy to completely heal my jaw. I only carry within me that which serves my greatest and highest good. Thank you. Repeat this process as many times as you feel you need to. And of course, you can make it as simple or as complex as you want and modify the process or words to suit. Step 3. Monitor. Be sensitive to how you're feeling. If you can feel the emotion still within you, you may have to do step 2 more often to fully release and heal. Remember, do not internalize negative emotions. Only carry within you that which serves your greatest and highest good. And if you feel you've relapsed or feel the pain again, just do step 2 to balance yourself out again. Now, I do want to emphasize here that self-energy healing isn't a replacement or cure-all for everybody, as not everybody's in the right frame of mind to do it. So this shouldn't replace proper diagnosis and medical understanding of your issue. However, energy healing can and will bolster and remedy if you truly intend it to. So, what do you think about my amazing remedy to lifelong teeth grinding? Are you now convinced and willing to try this simple version on yourself? Or perhaps you already have some wonderful results? Or maybe you think it's quackery after all? Well, as always, please share your thoughts. I value and honor them. Namaste, my friends.